and large, deep blue eyes. Their exotic almond shape testifying to a Mongolian ancestry. Every 6 weeks, her thick auburn hair was cut at an expensive New York salon. When it was freshly styled, it framed her oval face in sweeping waves that flowed into a lush cluster of soft curls at the nape of her neck. But by the end of a workday, the voluminous, shining mass of hair seemed electric with energy, and often contained pens, pencils, and an assortment of ineffective hair clips. It was pushed behind her ears, secured with scrunchies, and occasionally stuffed under a hat, but it was never defeated. Even her hairdresser had to admit that the more unruly the hair became, the more glorious it appeared. Alex leaned forward, resting her elbows on the polished surface of the mahogany conference table, and hoped she wasn't making a stupid mistake. She was a junior vice president of a large corporation, too young to be in such a position of authority. 29, going on 65, she thought ruefully. She loved her job, but she was tired from too many 12-hour days, too many deadlines, too many long commutes from the suburbs. But all that was about to